Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for these readings this morning, Lord. And thank you, Father God. As you know, I haven't yet received understanding or sufficient to speak accurately. So I really need your help. So I thank you, Father God, that my heart is in your hands, Lord. You direct us, you choose. So help me, help us here, Lord, to see what we need to see, Father God, because thank you. You said you have given us power by the Holy Spirit to speak and power by the Holy Spirit to do that which you want us to do. So give us the ability now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 21, verse 23 to 27. After this, Jesus went into the temple courts and taught the people. The leading priest and the Jewish elders approached him and interrupted him and asked, "By what power do you do these things? And who granted you the authority to teach here?" And Jesus answered them, "I too have a question to ask you. If you can answer this question, then I will tell you by what power I do these things. Where did John's authority to baptize come from? From heaven or from people?" They stepped away and debated among themselves, saying, "How should we answer this? If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Then why didn't you respond to John and believe what he said?' But if we deny that God gave John his authority, we'll be mocked by the people, for they convinced that John was God's prophet." So they finally answered, "We don't know." "And then neither I will tell you from where my power comes from to do these things," he replied.
Oh, hallelujah. All I can just see is, you know, Jesus is speaking like we should speak and do. It's under the leading of God. He's committed, his life has been committed, coming to seek and to save, to bring words of wisdom, to enlighten and help, and then moved by the power of God, he brings healing and life in every way. And so when confronted here in the very places that God has made, there's nothing that is made that doesn't come from the Father and the Son. There's no wisdom, because all wisdom comes from them, and then the ability. And so here he just breaks it down, you know. They want to know by what authority he speaks and by what authority he does the things that he does. And so he points them to who, and he asks him, "Who did John, where did John the Baptist's authority come from?" And then straight away what I perceive here is their hypocrisy, their fear, their wisdom, and their power that they have. We can see it comes from the evil one, because they want to be deceptive. They don't want to walk in the light. And so they can't say John's authority comes from heaven, because they don't want to walk in the light. They don't want to bring about truth. And so the whole evilness of their deception is just portrayed, because they can't stand in the light, and they're jealous about this power and this authority that Jesus walks in. So they can't answer. Yeah, so I just perceive, and knowing also what's going to come on now, I see Jesus also touches on that. You know, if you want to serve your God, you've got to speak in sincerity. You've got to stand on the truth, and you've got to live in the light as he's in the light, and then the blood, the life of Christ can keep you in the right boundaries, in the right ability, in the right thinking, in the right words, in the right attitudes and actions. So, to summarize, Jesus is the pure one, the light giver, the answer that we were going to walk in his footsteps. And here we just see again, these priests and leaders are all deceptive under the power of the evil one. So they are operating from the wrong authority and the wrong power, and this comes out here because they can't stand in truth and they can't live in truth. And therefore, because they are deceptive, they running everyone else down there. And that's all. Please, any of you got something to share? Yeah, share, and I'll appreciate it. Have a blessed day. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.